American Cattle News. I'm Patrick Cavanaugh.
This industry does never stay put. There's always challenges.
That's Craig Uden, a fourth-generation cattleman from Elwood, Nebraska. Uden has always been active in helping shape the ever-challenging and changing beef industry. He's also the former president of the National Cattlemen's Beef Association. Uden is a partner in Dard Feedlot, Inc., a commercial cattle feeding operation in central Nebraska. Uden and his wife, Terry, also own and manage three commercial cow-calf operations. We all know that beef is destined to Chinese consumers, but China has set the bar high with new regulations to get into that country. And Uden said we can get over that bar for sure.
We can. You know, there's so many genetic markers out there that some of these companies are showing and some of the advanced technology on the genetic side. I think that's the ingenuity and the productivity of the U.S. producer. You give them a challenge and it seemed to accomplish it. So sometimes the bar is set what we think very high, but next thing you know, that becomes the way we're moving the industry forward. You know, this industry does never stay put. There's always challenges and it evolves into bigger and better things. There's always challenges as it evolves, but that's why we're here as an organization, to address those challenges and create the opportunities for our producers.
In more news, Ethan Lane is the Executive Director of the Public Lands Council and the National Cattlemen's Beef Association's Federal Lands. He speaks about the goals of the NCBA regarding the Trump administration.
We came into this administration with two goals: relieve pressure on ranchers around the West. After 8 years of the Obama administration, they needed relief. Shrinking 2 million acres of monuments in the last year, sage grouse implementation being halted, you know, wolves getting delisted. We're working through that list, and it's now time to start turning our attention to deregulation, fixing the NEPA process, fixing ESA, and revisiting Range Reform 94 and some of those Department of Interior changes under the Bruce Babbitt reign back in the 90s, and let's make sure we get back to a position where the permitting process is working properly, where people aren't getting raked over the coals for their renewals, especially if they're a continuing use and there's no change in condition. We need to make sure those folks are being rewarded for their good stewardship of the land, and that's going to take a real overhaul of the way the grazing program processes permits, and that's a conversation we're ready to start having.
I'm Patrick Cavanaugh with American Cattle News.